Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, can you give us an update on what you've been working on in Washington?
On Thursday, I spoke to the annual Coptic Solidarity Conference in Washington. Coptic Christians trace their spiritual heritage back to St. Mark the Evangelist, who founded the church in Egypt around 44 A.D. Ever since that time, in an unbroken succession, Christians have lived and worshipped in Egypt. Now they are in grave danger. Human trafficking on the Sinai Peninsula has gravely endangered them, especially women and children. Christians across the Middle East are menaced by terrorists like the Islamic State, ISIS, who publicly executed dozens of Copts earlier this year on videotape. Pennsylvania has a long tradition of religious tolerance and mutual respect dating back to William Penn, and I believe that we need to get the message out to the whole world what Pennsylvanians have always known. Religious liberty, religious freedom, is an inalienable human right. Forced conversions and religious violence are never right.
What did the House vote on this week?
The House has continued the appropriations process this week, passing the fifth bills of 12 annual appropriations bills. We passed the Transportation and Housing Appropriations Bill this week, and this builds on what the House did in May when we extended funding for the Highway Trust Fund to July. The House is considering the sixth appropriations bill to fund our military, and we've already passed the annual defense authorization bill, but that has stalled in the Senate. Democrats are filibustering this bill, they say, because they hope to cut defense spending and increase non-defense spending, and I hope that they will compromise and cooperate with the majorities of both chambers who want to ensure that our troops get a pay raise and have the equipment they need to be safe. This week, the House also passed on bipartisan votes two bills to help our farmers. The first one would repeal federal country of origin labeling mandates for meat products. These mandates have been challenged at the World Trade Organization, which recently ruled that they violate American agreements with WTO countries. And this ruling could trigger billions of dollars in retaliation against American export. And that's why the House took action. This week, we passed a repeal of these mandates with the support of over 120 organizations like the U.S. Dairy Export Council, the Pennsylvania Food Merchant Association, the Pennsylvanians' own Mars Incorporated. And we've got a lot of farmers around the district, and they make an indispensable contribution to our economy and to our society. We have to make sure that we aren't making their way of life more difficult or more expensive. The House also passed an extension of the Internet Tax Freedom Act. In 1998, President Clinton signed into law the first Internet Tax Freedom Act, which temporarily forbids states and localities from taxing Internet access. This law was extended five times on a bipartisan basis. The last renewal of it was signed by President Bush in 2007, and now the House has passed a bill to make this ban permanent. We passed this bill last year, but Harry Reid's Senate refused to act. If they refuse to act this time, then the law will expire in October, potentially leading to states and localities enacting Internet taxes. We need to make sure that that doesn't happen. Americans are taxed enough already at a time when the federal government is taking in record-high tax revenue. This bill will keep Internet access affordable. The freewheeling and democratic nature of the Internet is one of the greatest social innovations of our era. It has brought down media elites and toppled tyrants. It has turned individuals with good ideas into billionaires, turned thoughtful people into famous bloggers. We need to protect this freedom.
What did the Health Subcommittee work on this week?
The Health Subcommittee is considering reauthorizing the James Zadroga 9/11 Health and Compensation Program. In January of 2011, Congress enacted this program to provide medical services for 9/11 responders and survivors for health conditions related to the 9/11 attacks. On Thursday, we heard from the director of the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, which oversees the program. We also heard from David Howley and Barbara Burnett of the New York City Police Department, and they all told us of the importance of taking care of the victims of 9/11 and our first responders, and I'm grateful to them for their insightful and informative testimony before the subcommittee.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
Yes, there are a lot of good news and celebration around the 16th District right now, as it is graduation season. Last week, Conestoga Valley High School, Elizabethtown Area High School, Everett High School, and McCaskey High School all had their commencements. So, congratulations to all of the graduates and their families. You all should be proud.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.